So today we're reading a story called Just a Bad Day. And it's by Gina and Mercer Meyer. And it is read today by Mommy and...
Chicken.
And chicken.
Just to make him feel better.
I like that. And chicken. All right, here we go. When I woke up this morning, it was raining. I knew it was going to be a bad day. I wanted a bowl of Sugar Krispies for breakfast, but the box was empty. I had to have oatmeal instead.
Yuck.
I looked for my favorite shirt, but it was dirty. I had to wear a shirt I didn't even like. I wanted to watch cartoons on TV, but they were all reruns. This really was a bad day. Do you know what reruns are?
Mm-mm.
This really dates this book. Okay, so before, once upon a time, before the days of things like Netflix or, I don't know, Apple TV or Disney Plus, before we had those apps and we could watch whatever we wanted, we could only watch what was on TV by the programming. There was like two or three stations that would have programs, and you could only watch what they were showing. So if you wanted to watch something special, you were out of luck unless you happened to have that like VHS or DVD, depending on how old you are. Or sometimes you didn't even have that option if you're a lot older. Grandmas and grandpas will understand. So this kid is living in a time where they did not have a DVD or whatever.
Dolly's ears on the microphone.
It's true. We have a little puppy dog who's got her ear on the microphone. So thank you, Dolly. Here we go. So I decided to paint a picture, but my sister had left all the tops off my paints and they were all dried up. That's a real problem. You know how sometimes if you don't tighten the lid properly, the paint dries up? Or if you don't put the lid on the Play-Doh properly, the Play-Doh becomes crunchy. That's a real issue. I wanted to play with my new truck, but my dad had stepped on it by accident and broke the wheel. So I decided to put my puzzle together instead, but some of the pieces were missing. This was such a bad day. I asked Mom if I could play in the rain, but she said, "It's too wet." So I let the dog in to play, but Mom made me put him back out because he was too wet. Did you hear that? Dolly thinks that's a bad idea. Right, Dolly? Yeah, rough. Not a good idea. I guess today we have story time with Mommy and Chicken and Dolly the dog. That's silly. Oh, boy. I said, "But I'm bored." Mom said, "Why don't you play a game with your sister?" I tried to play cards with my sister. She threw them all over the room. Then we played chase, but Mom made us stop because we were too noisy. "Please play something that's a little more quiet," Mom said. So we colored in our coloring books, and I got mad at my sister because she broke some of my crayons. God bless you, Dolly. Dolly sneezed. Back to the story. She cried. Mom yelled at both of us. Boy, was this a bad day. And in the picture, we can definitely see there's the sister crying. There's our main character. He's having a rough time here. And he is super grumpy.
Then it stopped raining, but Mom wouldn't let me go outside because it was so muddy. And my baseball game was canceled because the field was too wet. This was the worst day ever.
It does seem like he's having a hard time, doesn't it? But you know what you could do when you have a day like that?
What?
You could try to focus on the positive things instead of the negative things.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
All right. Then my dad came home. He had a surprise for me. It was a truck, just like the one he had broken. He brought my sister a surprise, too.
What do you think he got for the sister? What does that look like?
Sissy bunny.
It looks like a bunny in a cute little purple skirt. Well, that doesn't seem like a very bad way to have your day end, right? Yeah, okay.
Well, the last page says, today was just a bad day, but at least it had a happy ending.
And I would say so. Getting a new truck, what a great way to end your day, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you like the story? Can you say the end?
The end.
Can you say the end, Dolly?
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof, she says. Well, she doesn't say anything. She's licking her paws. But she would say woof, woof if she could. And we'll say the end.
The end.
The end.